Oh yeah, you feel that? You feel it. You feel it. That's right. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you guys are listening to Carolyn and Joe. Hey everybody, my name is Joe Carabeo. I'm a filmmaker, director, a musician, whatever you want to call me. But today, I am a podcaster. Across me in this studio, the ever so lovely, super talented, her name is Karen Bilewski. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing good.
Taking it back, man.
Taking it back to win.
Seth Rollins theme music this time.
Yeah. I mean,
Seth Rollins.
He's injured now.
I thought it might be perfect. It's perfect. To I was like, I need to find something, you know? It's amazing how, like, Seth Rollins, the moment he got injured, that was the time where everyone's all like, oh, man.
Yep.
But then, when you're not injured, they're all like, oh, man, him again.
Well, it just shows you, I guess, how much people like him. The real truth behind it all. Once you get injured, then you'll know how people really feel about you.
Dependable, or it's just crazy. It's one of those situations of, like, you know, they love you on the way up, but then when you're established, then that's sort of when they, in a way, get tired of you. I don't know how to really bring in simple form or simple words, but that level of success, trying to survive success, I guess.
Yes. Well, that's like John Cena's issue. It's like he's such a big star that people don't like that he's such a big star. How do you deal with that? There's very not that many people that has that problem.
It's true.
I mean, it's a good problem to have, though. I feel like, you know, you're so successful that everyone hates you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
is that what people want? Is that people they don't know? You know what I mean? Because everyone, a lot of times you grow up and people are like, I just want to be famous.
That's what all the young kids these days want. I think it's interesting that apparently all these studies that I hear about young kids and what they want to be when they grow up, a lot of this new generation just wants to be famous. But I'm like, for what? And then they're just like, I just
want
to be famous.
They want that 15 minutes of fame, like, now.
But I'm like, it might be a good, you know, that might be a good goal, but at the same time, it's like, what do you want to be known for?
Yeah.
They don't actually have, like, an answer to that. Just being famous. I mean, at least people that are famous that I look up to are famous for a reason, because they're really skilled at doing what they do best.
Well, it's a tough battle too, because a lot of people,
like wrestling or music, they have an interest.
To be famous is, in their minds, it's also a level of, like, success, you know?
No, but it's not even like a thing, though. Like, whereas, like, you know, let's say you're a musician and you're like totally into the music and you're not even worried about, like,
I'm just in it for the music.
If you're wearing like Prada or something, you know what I mean? Like, they don't even care about the fame stuff. They just want to make songs, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. It feels like there's an interest now, and I feel like there could be hope for this upcoming generation, because I do always want to stress that. That there are some good kids out there and that are trying to do their best and trying to change the world in positive ways. But then, you know, if you're just going to be famous.
If you're just going to be famous.
You have to have a mission, you know?
Something to say? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Something to say?
I mean, that could come into play. But it just seems like a lot of people want to have, like, these likes and look hot. And that's great. But then there's got to be more. It's not necessarily all about the looks on top of it, but it seems like that's a thing that a lot of the Instagram kids are reveling in. Yeah, the rich kids of Instagram.
Carolyn's News!
Oh, wow. I have my own segment with this awesome, awesome music by Trent Reznor. And we've been... How long have we been having this news segment?
How long have we been using this song as a news segment?
Yeah.
For 143 weeks, apparently. For
really?
over 143 weeks.
Wow, that's a really long time. But, you know, it's crazy because I don't actually have any Curl Studio news to report, because the next tour date that I know of, there might be one sooner, but the next tour date that I know of is in May. So, wow, what am I going to be talking about for the next few weeks during my news segment? I'm going to have to come up with stuff. But the main focus that this week brings is that Thursday is Thanksgiving. And I want to talk about Thanksgiving because it's Thanksgiving and that is the number one event of the week. I mean, Joe, what traditions do you have? Like, you know, are you all about the turkey? Like, what is your main course? Of course it is the turkey. But is there something that, like, is there something that you really love to eat on Thanksgiving? Besides being thankful and stuff. Let's just talk about food.
Let's just talk about food on the news?
You know what?
Carolyn's news food?
Well, Thanksgiving food.
Is that part of the news?
Yeah. Because it's coming up and everyone wants to talk about food. And it's Thanksgiving.
Okay.
On Thursday.
All right.
But what's your top thing are you looking forward to eating this year?
Celebrating America, right? Is that what it is?
I mean, I think you could celebrate in other countries, but it is an American holiday.
I believe it's only an American holiday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I'm sure people celebrate in other countries.
Because they knew specifically on this day.
Because it's like an immigrant thing. It's like, you know.
It's like an immigrant thing.
It's like, you know, you come, like, I'll use a Jon Stewart joke, for example. You know, I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving the traditional way this year. I'm going to invite my neighbors over for dinner, then kill them all and take their land. That's what it's all about. And then I feel like I'm Linus, explaining things.
Is that
and
how it is?
Like, and he's like, and that's why what it's all about, Charlie Brown.
It's interesting because I feel like a lot of times, or maybe this, I don't even think it's like a, maybe it's just a family thing. Like you have Thanksgiving, and that's usually the moment where everyone, you're trying to get as many people into, as many family members or whatever into one spot, and that can either lead to one, like a very joyous occasion, but there's also a lot of a drama that can happen there that, like, you know, I'm always hearing about, you know, because you're putting all these stories and places into one spot, and that's always interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I never had any, like, horrible Thanksgivings, but there were some times that I remember when I was younger where it's like you're going to your grandparents' place and you don't really have a choice or anything, and then everyone's just watching football games, and I didn't really have that much interest in the football games. Like, I didn't think they were horrible or anything, but I just remember being like, I don't really care for this. And then I just remember, like, being bored. And I never am bored.
Well, didn't you?
Just kind of stuck in a place where you're just like, ah.
But also, I felt like there's a moment where people would just break it down into, like, oh, I guess the tradition people, if you think about it, I don't know really my traditions, really, but I always hear other people's traditions or the American tradition or whatever the worldly tradition would be like, okay, women go and they go and cook and all the guys would just sit and watch football. And for me personally, I never really followed that.
Was football in your house growing up like that?
Yeah,
like
it was.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was. But I always felt like a lot of times, you know, my dad would be the one that would cook the turkey and do a lot of the cooking.
Your dad did all the cooking.
There was both cookings was happening, you know, both of them. But like it wasn't... you know, I guess in the Filipino tradition, there's a lot of people or a lot of females were cooking, but I felt like...
Or bringing food over.
Or bringing food over and stuff like that. But I felt like it was... I don't know, maybe the football... I mean, I guess football was there because, you know, it's shoved in your face as an American tradition or
and
something like that.
But that's something
or watching
that,
the Macy's Day Parade, too. That was also a tradition.
I like the parade. Maybe we can get on that later, but I guess, like, I just have a lot of memories of, like, not really... thinking it was bad, but just it didn't really center around something that I cared about. I just remembered them being like football, and then my grandparents, they lived across the street from a high school track, so I would a lot of times just actually leave and go run around the track.
just like school.
I wouldn't leave for like a long period of time, but I remember I would like leave and I just, you know, didn't want to be inside. And also, I will say, I have bad memories of... This sounds so horrible, because, like, it is... These are the memories I have, but my grandma used to smoke, like, a chimney, and their whole house smelled like smoke the instant you walked in. And even if you were just, like, coming inside and taking off your shoes and your coat, and, you know, that takes, whatever, 30 seconds, right there, all your clothes were, like, stained with that smell forever.
So it smelled like a biker bar?
It was horrible. And, like, anything you touched... Like, it had, like, some type of, I don't know, cigarette junk on it. And it was just, I mean, her house was well cleaned, necessarily. It wasn't cluttered at all, but it was just smoky. Smoking. Like, it wasn't really a nice smell, and I didn't want to be inside there. And then it's just people, like, talking about football and stuff. And I don't know. It just, it like after an hour, it just got to be like, I don't really want to be here.
I am always interested.
But I was stuck there.
I am always interested to see how far of like a sports conversation I can get into. Like you just like, just in general, it doesn't have to be in Thanksgiving, but during anything, you know, like when you have nothing really to talk about, you always try to gravitate to what would be the thing that the person you're trying to talk to would have. Have some sort of interest, and usually, I guess, with guys, you know, you talk about, you know,
sports.
Like you know, the basic dudes, you talk about like the sports, I guess, you know, be like, yeah, those are great,
or
that's great, and then like you'd see how far the conversation would go. But I'm always interested in wondering if like, if just in general, that everyone, that all dude, like the dudes who don't care about sports, but they think that sports is the thing to talk about. If like everyone's just bullshitting each other with talking about sports, well, the those Penguins, man. You know what I mean?
Just
start
making
dude.
Up teams.
And people are just like, you know, talking about sports though they don't like sports. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and also the other thing a lot of people seem to talk about is if there's a family pet that's there, they'll be like, oh, look at him.
Now see, that's something.
Oh,
that's,
look what he's doing.
That's
he
something
has
that's
a
become
bone.
That's become like an annoyance for me, a big time annoyance. And I dig pets, and that's fine. You know, I love pets. I had a pet. I had an awesome dog, and people would never know that, but I'd actually had a very awesome dog. But I felt, to me, it's always, at this point, really annoying where the central of anyone's interest is the pet at hand, you know.
It's like you're getting
forever.
A play-by-play of the pet, as if the play was a sport.
And I don't want to say
that,
like...
You know, like, so then be like, oh, man, he's picked up the bone. Isn't that cute? Oh, man, look at him. He's juggling the bone.
And like, and it's like a 4-hour conversation about this.
About
and,
what the dog's doing.
And that's cool. You know, I understand where people try to do that, or, you know, they use pets as like, this is how I'm going to get chicks. I'm going to have pets. And they're gonna dig that. But like, I've come to that certain point in my life where it's really annoying where it's like everything is about, where like you can't like escape the central moment of like, yeah, everyone's going to gather around the pet. You know, let's gather around the great pet. Like, we got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Like, we have no sports. Just talk about the pet. And I was like, that's fine first time. But then after a second time, let's move on. But maybe that's another thing where people have nothing else to talk about but the pet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
And they shed a lot, right? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This year, Thanksgiving, I'm going to have multiple Thanksgivings because I feel like I'm going to have at least 4 Thanksgivings within a week, not necessarily all in one day. But that's pretty big. I mean, I feel like I'm going to gain some weight, and, you know, that's how it is, though. You know, it's Thanksgiving. You got to have some fun.
You got to gain some weight.
You got to eat. And so is there any particular food, back to my original question, is there any particular food that you are looking forward to?
No.
Are you actually looking forward to eating a lot?
I'm not really looking forward to Thanksgiving because... It's become a point of just like survival of how much food I can, you know, I'm to go into a game plan of like, okay, I love this food. I love to eat it, but I want to have the ability to enjoy all the food I have. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Now I'm thinking past those things because I know there's going to be food and I'm really thankful that there's food and there's, you know, and the people I'm around, but now I'm in that serious mindset of like, okay, I gotta be able to comprehend this, and that's the thing that's
like you basically
has happened.
You don't want to like get.
I don't
want to
ruin it. Yeah, well, I possibly will anyway. I feel like I get a food coma after eating like cereal. So
there's always like people that are just lounging around after Thanksgiving. Like
that's really
as
all
if
you can
it,
do,
if,
right?
As if they're like just drunk and they're just like passed out.
That's legit. All that really is
just lying
have
around
a great
digesting.
Meal.
And watching football and
why
digesting.
Why can't there be a band, a Thanksgiving band?
Oh, I don't know. But maybe you should start it.
No, I mean like just to have a band at Thanksgiving, not start a band about Thanksgiving.
You could do both. I started a band about Thanksgiving. Do you want to know what it's called?
What's it called?
Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock.
Yeah, that's my band.
Tell me about it.
Well, it consists of my cartoon character's curls. She dressed like a pilgrim. And also Pitter Patter, Applause, all those guys. They're all in the band together. What do you think of that? And then they also, like, basically they play, their instruments are food. So, like, a drumstick, that's a guitar.
Yeah.
And, like, a mashed potatoes in a ball, that's a drum set.
Just like back in the day. Just back in the caveyard. Caveyard.
Caveyard. Caveman days. Yeah, seriously, Curls started a band. It is called Plymouth Rock, so check that out. It's one of the vintage classic Curls comic strips that I've done in the past.
But it's interesting because I feel like already going into it, there's a... Oh, let me straighten out the stereo in our heads. Already before that, there's already been certain problems heading into it. How, like, already so many things that, like, are offending people these days. We're in a very sensitive time when, like, a red cup can easily offend people. And then there's already the sakes of Christmas music already being played. Like, people were standing up for Thanksgiving this year, I feel like. They're like it's not even... You're just going to forget about Thanksgiving? You already have the Christmas stuff up? I mean, let's be honest. You don't really... You can't really put... There's not really, like, Thanksgiving...
Decorations?
Like, it's not a massive amount of flow for Thanksgiving decorations. You know what I mean?
I mean, people get, like, turkey plates or... They do exist.
But they're really mad about
that. Like a serving plate with a turkey on it. I've seen that.
I mean, when I say they, of course it means the whole entire world, but it's probably just the loud minority that were complaining about stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do think Thanksgiving was getting neglected for a while. Because people
don't
already
get neglected
started.
Every year.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is like, you gotta shop for Christmas gifts early, so that's how it is.
You can shop for Christmas gifts all year round, really.
But a lot of people don't. A lot of people go the day before.
Yeah.
So, it gets sucked in, and, you know, Thanksgiving has been overlooked, and I feel like it's kind of good that it's getting a little bit of a resurgence this year.
Is it getting a resurgence?
A little bit. I feel like there's a bigger push this year. And it's a good holiday because you do... First of all, it's centered around food. It's centered around sharing. It's centered around giving. It's centered around being thankful. There are so many good things about the holiday of Thanksgiving. It's just that certain people make it bad. You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a nice... It's a nice holiday. But then if you think about the origins of it and like that Jon Stewart quote earlier in this episode that I mentioned, it's kind of like, man, it is like invading. Like you just like will invade the Indians. It makes me think about that. And like all the, what is it, second grade you put on that play? Is it second grade? That people...
Is it exactly second grade?
It's
probably exactly second grade.
Let's just say elementary school. You had to put on this play where like you dress up like a turkey or a goblin or whatever the heck people do. It's like it's you get a choice of either
some up as goblins.
Yeah, you get to be either a turkey, a pilgrim, or an Indian, and basically you're wearing a paper bag that you put feathers on and glue colored feathers onto it.
Yeah,
I remember that. I had a good time as that. I don't remember all the specifics, but I remember it was fun.
I love how at the beginning...
And I never wanted to be a pilgrim.
Even at the beginning of like your early elementary years, they're all teaching cosplay and stuff like that, with making those bare essential like costumes with the most bare essential things.
Yeah.
Like the paper bag or the what's it called? The pillowcase, you know?
What did you wear as a pillowcase?
But you can do that as an Indian.
Oh, okay.
Then you put stuff on that.
I just remember the paper bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun, though, you know? And looking back, it was kind of stupid, but I remember I had a good time.
I mean, really, legit, a lot of things are stupid anyway. But that's if you enjoy it, that's what makes it even the best.
And I do like the Thanksgiving.
Everything is stupid.
You know the Thanksgiving parade? I do enjoy it. Like, I think I went through a couple of years. There was, like, a couple of years where I wasn't, like, necessarily full-on emo, but I was just kind of like, I'm dark, but I'm not really dark. And, like, for example, birthdays. I'd be like, everybody has a birthday. Who cares?
It's, you know, true. Everyone does have a birthday.
Like, and it was never felt special. I went for like a 2 or 3 year period of time where I was just like, screw holidays. Everybody celebrates them. No one cares. You know, and like all that. And then like I remember...
No one does care.
Well, I remember the Thanksgiving parade. It did start to... And it is formulaic. They always have the same stuff every year. And like Willard Scott and that other dude and whoever is out there.
Willard Scott.
Yeah, and like Katie Kirk or whatever. They always have like the same people, the same script, and then Matt Lawler or whatever. It's like all the same stuff. And then like they're, you know, Macy's and the same balloons and nothing really variety. And they always have like a pop star that I barely heard of. And, you know, it's like, and then they like lip sync for like 20 seconds.
Limp Bizkit.
And then they just move on with the parade, you know? And,
yeah.
And I was always just like... Like, I enjoyed it when I was younger, but during that time period where I was a little bit dark, I was like, I don't like the Macy's parade.
I was a little bit dark. I always wondered how it would be, because I've never been ever part of, like, any type of parade. any parade, actually. But and I always wondered how it would be, because, you know, you hear those stories about, like, you have the marching band, you know, everything, like, a lot of
Dude,
stories are the pinnacle of being on the Macy's Day Parade.
People,
you know,
spend
that's a big
thousands
deal.
Of dollars to be there. Like, people from whatever, they have to audition for it, and they have to go through this whole band thing.
But I do wonder, what is that process? Like, you go there because you want that television time, and you got to land, like, when you're in front of the Macy's Day, or are they in front of Santa Claus or anything like that, you know, they're all looking... Or Santa Claus at the end,
yeah.
But like that's where the TV cameras are, like
right
on that moment. But they only get to perform for a certain amount of time. So you're like, wow, we gotta.
It's only like 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, you know, when you're working your ass off, even like if you're on a band on like David Letterman or any one of those talk shows, it's like you get one song to perform, but then,
yeah.
You know, so it's always, but you're like, I got 10 songs, but you only gotta do that one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like. Really,
but you gain a new audience from that if people really love that song.
Yeah, but it's awesome because it's always that big, you know, the chasing of fame really comes down to like one moment that you have to like be able to hit it on the mark. Like it's the same with the Macy's Day Parade. You have those 30 seconds to hit those, you know, to lip sync those words to get famous, you know, or play your marching band in.
Yeah, the marching band's like, man, I know is that they must be spending tons of money to be there, and I think they have to do like drives. Like if they're notified that they get in, a lot of them do like special drives so that they get money from the school or from people to be like, oh, you know, we'll sell, I don't know, lollipops or mulch or something.
Yeah,
and so then
sell that mulch,
and then so everyone's like, oh man, we got to support them going to New York, and it's thousands of dollars because like plane flights, like some of these people are from far away, like Kansas or something, you know, Oz or wherever, and you know, they're like flying out here and playing for hotels and chaperones and like all these kids, and like there's a lot of people in those bands. There's like hundreds of people. So man, that's crazy. I mean, a lot of money being spent just on the parade and like tourism in New York just for that one, you know, 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's pretty, and then also some of the kids might be away from their family, away from their parents, but then it's like, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
The band
made
moment.
It. The band made it. But yeah, I mean, one of my goals, like, which I don't necessarily think about every day, which maybe I should since it's like a life goal. Maybe I should like wake up in the morning and be like, this is my mission for life. But one of my goals is to actually have one of my cartoon characters be a balloon in the Macy's Parade. And if it's not a balloon, it can be a float. I'll be okay with that. But I think that would
be... Both of those are pretty great.
But a balloon is pretty amazing, because then you have your character so huge, walking down the Macy's Parade route, larger than life, coming down New York, and then you can get, like, all your friends and special people and Macy's employees to, like, hold the balloon down and like, walk with it. I would walk with that thing the whole time.
So if people were just to let that go, would those balloons really just fly up into the sky?
They'd be gone.
I wonder if that's ever happened before.
I don't think it has. I know that they've had to cancel it, and they've had to, like, lower it much lower before. There's been a few problems, but nothing as dramatic as, like, everybody letting go of it.
Do you think that's quite, like, a challenge to hold on to that balloon? Like,
I think so.
If all of a sudden, like, four people stopped hanging on to it, then it just, like, it would start everyone be, like, on their toes and stuff
like that? Yeah, there'd probably be some type of problem. Because I don't know how many people carry each balloon, but there are several people holding down each balloon. I mean, it does seem like, you know, it's definitely work. It's definitely a job to do. But I know the Macy's, from what I hear, the Macy's employees hold them. But I'm sure that if you're a creator of that cartoon, you could probably get in on it or have your friends in and, you know, family can walk with it. It seems pretty fun, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. But yeah, that's a goal of mine. But I actually don't think about it very often. Maybe I should think about it more often, so maybe I can make it happen. Like, really visualize it. I don't know. I don't think about it like every day. I'm not like Macy's Parade balloon.
You're like, but will this lead to me getting a Macy's Day Parade?
Will this help me get Macy's Day Parade?
Yeah, that's like, but at the end of the of any contract, you're like, and it leads to Macy's Day Parade balloon.
Or I can write that in the contract.
Yeah.
Be like,
No. What happened to the balloon? The balloon detail. Add the balloons.
Yeah, that's pretty. It's probably not as hard as I think it might be because.
Well, then do it.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know how it really works, truthfully, but I'm sure there's some type of sponsorship and all that jazz.
Sponsorship?
It seems like a lot of the things that have the balloon, like, you know, like SpongeBob has, like, a Nickelodeon deal. It seems like, you know, that you have, like, that animation route or, like, a really popular children's book route. You could go so many routes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you know what would be cool? To also do the shoes with the zip lock thing on it. What is it called?
The shoes with the ziplock thing? I have no idea what that could be.
Like, I never really had them when I was younger. At least I don't remember. I always remember having, like, the laces, but there's, like, a zip... What are those things called? Were you... Velcro. Velcro.
Yeah.
Yep. Velcro shoes. You know how that has, like, some type of kids stuff on it?
Yeah.
The graphics? That would be fun to actually have, like, some type of shoes with your characters on it. Maybe they can light up.
The shoes with the Ziplocs. The Ziplocs? Are you sure it's Ziplocs?
No, it's... I just said what they were. What did I say? Velcro.
Why can't they be the Ziplocs?
That would be awesome, too.
Here we have the Ziploc shoes.
The Ziploc shoe? Specially formulated.
You just put your foot in the bag and then zip it up.
And then...
Then you're good to go.
Float away.
Good to go.
And then you can press, like, a special button, and then, like, skates come out of it. And then you can slide around, like, on skates, like rollerblades.
It's interesting because when you light up. When you think of, like, the year, there's actually two times where you can look back at the year. And that's Thanksgiving and then New Year's. You're like, I'm thankful for this. And then, Thanksgiving, you're like, I'm thankful for this and all this around me. And then New Year's, you look back and you think of what you're thankful for having this year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like there's double that type of thinking.
And your birthday, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Or what about the beginning of fall? Are you one of those people that in the beginning of fall is like, this is renewal and like a new school year and stuff like that?
I mean, if there's a way to be like, this is the day that fall hits, but it's really...
I guess it's kind of like September 1st.
But that's even tough too.
Or even August.
You know, that's a little bit of a challenge.
But there are some people that they consider that the beginning of the year. Like they don't consider
Which is strange because
the
like,
new year.
They, yeah.
They consider it the fall.
Because it's always based on that school year. It always goes around what a school year is, you know?
Yeah. I've met some people, though, that aren't even in school anymore, and they still think that the fall is their beginning of the year.
Because that's when the new TV season starts. That's when all that stuff happens.
I mean, some people might consider their birthday like a refresher. So many ways you can view it.
Yeah.
Or what about Chinese New Year?
I mean, sure. That can be another one.
Different animal. Different year.
Maybe that's what America needs to have. They have different
American New Year.
But they have like this is the year of the something something.
This is the year of the emoji.
This is the year of Abraham Lincoln. In our year of Abraham Lincoln.
So now that the year is wrapping up, I did hear that the emoji that's smiling with tears apparently is the most used emoji.
Why is that?
They are calling it the word of the year, but then I'm like, what is... It's not even a word.
Maybe that's what it's going to become. It's the emoji of the year, like you set up to be.
Yeah, emoji of the year. So I guess they have some type of tracking system, and they determine that people use that emoji a lot.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We are being spied on because they can tell us how and what emojis were being used throughout the whole entire year.
Important news, everybody.
That's it, man. That's how they know. If that's being tracked, everyone is being tracked.
Yeah, if that's
everyone's
being tracked.
If everyone's complaining about being spied on, well, damn right you are.
Yeah, just keep in mind, anything you pretty much type, especially digitally now, is forever engraved.
If they can track your emoji, they can track your emotions.
Yes.
That's just what it really comes down to. I'm not really looking forward to like the... I mean, I'm looking forward to all of it, but there's a bit of somberness going into it at the same time. I don't know why.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Or the end of the year.
I don't know about whatever happens at the end of the year. But like it's an amazing thing. Though I bet when we get closer to Thanksgiving,
it's only in a couple more days.
I think what's happening throughout this year is like I'm not excited about anything until like the night of, and I'm like, oh my god, this is actually happening. Oh my god. You know what I mean? Everything else is like business. Straightforward. Keep it cool. That's what it's become.
TCB.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah. But like even like Black Friday stuff, I'm like I went to the because even they have all types of sales going out throughout the whole entire year, man. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
A lot of people
are
doing like the pre-Black Friday.
How are you really trying to look forward to anything these days?
They just want you to buy something. I mean, I work in advertising. I know how it works. But it's just like you got to find the best deal. I feel like if you need something, if you truly need something, like if you're like, oh man, I don't have a blender, but it would be really nice to have a blender because I would like to make smoothies. I like to, you know, cook with it. I need a blender. And then, you know, you can research to get really good deals. So that, I think, is fine. I just think that there are some people that don't know how to control their shopping spree, and that can lead to problems. But there's some good deals out there.
The big deals. You're good to find the big deals, man.
I feel like there's nothing I need anymore. Like, I could go out and go crazy, but then I'm like, I don't necessarily need it right now. So I don't know if I'm going to go out on Black Friday. I'm still debating that. But I did see that Whole Foods is having discounts on their bath and health area. It's like 25% off everything, which they never really go on sale. I know they did the sale last year and I didn't buy anything, but usually Whole Foods health stuff like never goes on sale. So it's kind of good when you see like a 25% like across the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're like, dang, that's pretty good for what it is. I don't know if I'm going to get anything, but it's worth looking at. And, you know, there's good stuff. Like, Kohl's always has their Kohl's cash. That's always, you know, a good deal. Because they basically, you buy $15, or sorry, you buy $50 worth, and then they give you $15 Kohl's cash back. So, basically, you get a free $15.
Was it last year that we bought all those episodes of Arrow?
Yeah, and we haven't watched it.
See, these are the things.
The whole season was like, what was it, less than $10?
See, these are the things that have accumulated for sort of just like, we got all these deals, you know, Black Friday, but then we never use them.
Never
watch them or anything like that. I don't even know what else we got last year, Black Friday.
We didn't really go that crazy, but I feel like there's not much out there.
I remember I was looking for like The Walking Dead, and I don't really care much about The Walking Dead. I don't know what happened to that.
It
worked itself into the system, and then now you're done with.
Well, something that is interesting that I haven't told you about yet, but we did for work this past, I guess when we do it, Friday, we volunteered to sort some Thanksgiving goods for charity. And it was a really interesting experience, but I will say, I mean, you know, most of it consisted of like lifting some heavy things at first, which I'm like, dang, I build up some arm muscle. That's a good workout. And then, but I would say like 80% of it, besides that lifting and like sorting things out, was actually taking a whole pile of food that has been donated and it was unsorted. And so we had to go around the room putting it where it belongs. Like corn goes here, fruits go here, pie filling goes here, cake mix goes here, and you know, all these separate areas. And there was probably about 30 different categories. So it to me, I made it like a game, like, oh man, I already know like green beans are here. And so you just try to grab some cans, and then if you're close to each other, then you, like, I loved when I did like two that were near each other.
Yeah.
Like double fisted it down on the table. I'm like, boom. Yay.
Yeah.
Yes. I was good at it. But, you know, that was interesting. But then occasionally I saw a couple cans. This is what I thought was interesting about the whole thing. That, like, looked old. And I was like, man, this doesn't look current. Like, it has, like, an old label or some really strange-looking design or packaging on it. It's just something about it didn't look right. And then I checked the date on it, and the lowest number that I found was 2008. And
2008?
Yeah. So, like, you know, part of me is like, oh, so basically you're going to donate something that's like 7 years old? I don't know. I just think that there's...
Isn't that what it is? It's like a cleaning. Somebody, it's a cleansing that's happening.
I'm like, did somebody clean out their pantry and was like, oh, let's give some food to the poor?
No, that's exactly what they're doing.
I understand that, but like to be like... To actually...
They're not looking at those numbers.
But why don't you throw it away? You know, like if it's that old... And there's a couple boxes also that looked really beat up. Like some of them were open... Like for example, like a Bisquick or something. Like it would
gave an open Bisquick.
It would be open, but then like the powder inside it was not open, but it was still like questionable, and it looked old. And I don't remember. I didn't check the date on that, but I was just like, oh, what? And then what else? There was something else that somebody put. Oh, it was hot cocoa packets in a Ziploc bag. So like I'm sure it's fine, but like. Part of me was like, so you just didn't want to finish like these three packets?
Probably.
I don't know. It's just interesting that
give
like,
what you can. That's what they say, right?
Hey, you know what? If you're homeless or like on the brink of, you know, not having that much to even provide for a Thanksgiving meal, like heck, I would probably eat those hot cocoa packets. But there was, you know, but then also it comes to a point where if something is like 7 years old, you know, you would think that, like, would you donate something that to somebody that has an expiration date of 7 years?
When is it supposed to expire? So it was supposed to be done at 2008?
Yeah.
I mean, no.
See, okay, and also I will say, if it was in that year, like if it's 2015 labeled, but let's say it was like March or something, or even May, or, yeah, you know, whatever, I feel like that's still, I would eat that. Because, for example, today, I actually had a Kraft macaroni and cheese, which they had several of those there. Yeah. And I think that maybe inspired my craving today to be like, oh, man, I need some Kraft macaroni and cheese. Because I'd say at any time, I at least have, like, two boxes of that just on standby, just in case, like, you want something quick.
And that's really just what? Like, it's dried noodles and powder.
Yeah.
That's and like, but cheese powder.
And it's not the best thing for you, but maybe part of...
Is it really that bad, though?
I don't think it's great for you. I feel like there could be a healthier alternative.
Like what? Apples?
Yeah. But I guess what I'm getting at is that maybe it's like a, you know, it's like a home food where you're like, oh, I feel comforting to have this. And also they have like different shapes now. Like they have Yoda, Ninja Turtles. Like I had SpongeBob today.
Yoda. But sometimes it's hard to decipher what they are too.
I know, you can't really actually tell what they are, but you're on like, the
this
box.
This is supposed to be Optimus Prime.
But on the box, it is look pretty cool because you're like, dang.
They have this fully detailed character, and then you look at the pasta, and you're like, well, I don't even know what
pasta
that is.
Pasta doesn't even look like anything.
It look, they could have just thrown in anything in there. It's a spider.
Yes. And so, you know, I feel like part of it's like a lot of kids growing up, they have the Kraft macaroni and cheese. So, like, it's a comfort food. So even when you're an adult, you're like, oh, yes.
I never really had Hamburger nice. Helper either back when I was younger.
I never had it that often, but I did have the Kraft macaroni and cheese. And it honestly, as an adult, I will say it doesn't really taste as good as I remember it.
Macaroni and cheese?
No, it doesn't taste as
good.
Great.
You need that gourmet, like, from scratch. Like, yeah, macaroni and cheese.
That's what I
need.
You need
the stuff that they serve like at barbecue joints and macaroni, yeah, and cheese. That you add that's like has that layer of baked cheese and big noodles in it, and like all different types of different deli cheeses on there. And then you finish it off with some barbecue sauce. You're set, man. Yum. After that, coma.
Yes. Well, you know, so I had the Kraft macaroni and cheese, but guess what the expiration date was?
2006.
No, it was past due. I think it was like, I can't remember the exact month, but I believe it was May of 2015. So,
well, what happens? May. What's supposed
June,
to happen
July,
afterwards?
July, August, September, October, November. So basically 6 months. I had a 6 month old macaroni and cheese today.
So what's
and
supposed
it didn't
to
taste,
happen?
It didn't taste stale. I think they just put it on there just to document like when it's gonna go bad. But I feel like if it's macaroni and cheese, like, how long does that take to go bad? Because you probably honestly get a good year after it.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that was safe, you know? Like, even if, first of all, if I was homeless, I'd be eating probably, like, 2 years after the expiration date. Because I'll be like, hey, I'm hungry. I'm not going to, you know, if it said 2013, I would probably eat it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those foods are packed to last long periods of time. And that originated from war. And a lot of people wanted that war food to be easy and it will last long.
Because that's how long they thought war was going to be.
Yeah. And so, like, that's... Seriously, all of this food, all of this craft, and all of this, you know, anything in a box, seriously, it all originated basically from... The studies of that type of food originated from wartime effort.
The processed foods?
Processed foods basically comes from the war, and everyone thought that it was so convenient and it lasts forever and all that stuff.
They're like, we're just going to manufacture that for normal times.
And then that's what most people eat all the time. And I've been trying to cut back on the processed foods, but there are certain staples that I'll keep. Like, for example, the macaroni and cheese. Like, I feel like I always have like about two boxes of that at the ready. So, and I feel like the reason why I haven't eaten it yet was because I've been cutting back so much on the processed food. So that now when I look at that, I'm like, maybe I should eat that because that was like May 2015, 6 months ago. I should probably, you know, get that out of here. There might be some person that would be like, literally get this out of here and I'm not going to eat this and throw it away. Or they'd give it away to some homeless person, which is even... I don't know. They wouldn't. I just find it interesting that they wouldn't eat it themselves, but they'd give it to someone else to eat. Which is like, on one hand, it kind of is nice, but then is on the other hand, it's kind of like,
you're like, it's good enough, good enough for them.
Yeah, but not for me. Like, that's kind of lame, you know? But I, me personally, my threshold is, if it's not like a dairy, if it, like, I feel like eggs can go bad, milk can go bad, I get that. But if it's a processed food, I feel like I could go 6 months to a year and still eat it. Or even like a canned food, like beans or something.
Yeah.
I feel like I could go 6 months and still eat it. Cause like how?
What do you mean, if it's bad?
No, it won't be bad. It's, I'm just saying, it's those 6 months after the expiration.
I don't even know how that even works. That you can just contain it in a can. It just stays good.
I guess
it's
so.
It's like, I mean, so there airtight. Is that what happens?
I mean, there's got to be some type of date that they put on it. I mean, for example, like if it's from 1950s, I don't think it's going to be good anymore. You know, there's going to be that. But like,
but what if it is?
I mean, they probably have, like, you know, a 3 year span where they think it's good to eat. But I feel like, personally, I feel like you can go an extra year. But I would not want to donate something that's like 7 or 8 years old to a homeless shelter. That's kind of rude.
How good should,
like,
the
to
food...
have it, to have it be that old? Like, if it's within the year, like I said, if it still says 2015, I think you can go with it. But, and I'm, and again, I'm not an expert, so, you know, don't go out there and say that I'm an expert about this.
Well,
but
you're an expert. You're the
I'm
expert.
Just saying, though, seriously, if it says, even if it says 2014, I feel like you can go with that thing. You know, yeah. Just go with it and eat it. You know, and track that thing down and just eat it. But I don't know, man. It would take a special person to donate something that's 7 years old or older. Like, how long has that been sitting in your house? And then you're like, oh, I'll just pledge it.
Pledge.
Here, this is going to all my homeless people out there.
But they still took it, though, right?
Yo, yo. I mean, there was some stuff that people were like, just
they can't
throw
be
it
picky.
Away.
Homeless no,
they
people were, can't, they were can't
like,
be picky, right?
No, a couple things they were like, throw it away, throw it away.
Like, if it's going to cause even more disease.
Yeah, this looks like, what? Seriously, Joe, ask yourself this. Would you eat something that was labeled that it expired 7 years ago?
No.
That's blatant, I would the answer. That and
how would I know?
AKA,
how do I know?
Throw
how,
it away.
How, would they give it to me?
No, that's something that's in your house.
No.
I mean, I've actually been in other people's refrigerators and I've seen, salad dressing that said like 2006 or something. Like, seriously, and I'm like,
that goes
has
to show
that
you,
been sitting in your fridge for 15
that
years?
That shows you they just don't eat salad. That's not a thing that's consumed in that household.
It's so gross. I don't know, man. Oh, but here's another question. Let's say you are cleaning out your kitchen and you're like, "Hey, I'm gonna donate some stuff that I didn't get around to eating this year to the homeless." And like, let's say you find something that says 2006. Would you still put it in that pile for them, or would you throw it away?
I don't know what I'd put in the pile for them at that point, because usually you're just like, you just. Because sometimes I don't even look. I just look, oh, canned, go. You know what I mean? You
and
just.
The other interesting thing about doing this service was that I did find a couple things that were extraordinary finds. And I feel like it's from people that might be trying to be on a diet. And then they're just like, I can't have this in my house. I'm donate it. Because I saw some Belgian chocolates.
Some what?
Belgian chocolates.
Belgian chocolates from
Belgium? Yeah, Belgium. There was like, you know, like the fancy chocolates that come in like a nice tin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. And
there who gets that? One lucky customer.
One lucky low income family gets that. But I was like, dang! Like there was a couple things. Like I'd say
they were gonna hook them up, yo.
I was like, there was like five things, which isn't really, but most of it was pretty.
You're like,
standard.
I want some. Was there a lot of people being like, I want that?
Yeah.
Is that some
like,
good stuff?
The chocolates.
I'll wear that coat.
And then there was a giant Nutella. People were like, oh, giant Nutella. Like, whenever you found, like, something that was, like, a score.
That's crazy. Like, Nutella is one of those. I've seen lots of people posing with them eating just straight up Nutella by themselves. Is that crazy? Eating
no.
Nutella
I feel
by
like
themselves?
People do that, man. People get sad and they need a scoop of Nutella.
Sad.
I'd rather have them do that than, like, drink by themselves. You know, they're just like, I'm sad.
Nutella me.
They're like, I don't even think that everyone should have their own birthday.
You Nutella me?
And yeah, we did see a big Nutella. I do think it's interesting whenever I came across a find or someone else came across a find. Like, we had to, like, announce it. Be like, whoa! Look at this Nutella!
Look Gonna tell her, yo.
Look at the, and then somebody had like these chocolate, I don't know exactly what they were, but they were like, they looked like Pringles, but it was chocolate. It was like a chocolate chip that was all chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like a, you know how you have chocolate covered potato chips? It wasn't that. It was like a chocolate wafer. Not, maybe that's not a good word. It was just shaped like a chip, like a curved, nice chip. And it was like these chocolates. We're like, dang. That must be from people that are trying to lose weight and they're just like, I need to get this out of my house.
That should be actually how it should be promoted. Trying to lose weight, give to the homeless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then all the homeless get
new
like
fashion, these, give to the homeless.
They get like this nice European fashions.
European fashions.
Like, yeah, some of these high level things are like $300 or $400.
What are they getting, man?
I don't know.
Some of this scarf stuff? Well,
I was not doing any clothing. There was no clothing. It was all food, all for Thanksgiving. So then I guess the next steps were, because I was like, what are the next steps? And the next steps are that they the next set of volunteers, I guess, has a bag. And then they just go down the line and get a can of each thing. You know, so they get a can of corn, a can of green beans, a can of...
So they already have it prioritized. It's like each homeless person should get these bare essentials.
Yeah. And I
said so they're looking for corn, beans, and whatever, and what else?
There was chili section. There was, oh man, my.
So
brain.
then the homeless
basically
person
every type of canned good.
So then a homeless person will just go up there and they would order.
They get that bag full of one of everything. But there, like I said, there might be that miscellaneous.
Is this only during Thanksgiving then, or do they do that all the time?
Only during Thanksgiving. But there might be that miscellaneous.
Do they get a turkey
thing
in there?
They actually don't get a turkey, but they do get a coupon for $10 off.
Oh.
So that's pretty good. But you know what's interesting is that, you know, the miscellaneous section, I guess, would have the chocolates.
Yeah.
And so they probably get like a miscellaneous item. And there might be 5 or 6 lucky families that get some type of fancy chocolates. Or a Nutella. Dude, can you imagine that if you open that up and you like, what if you were like on the brink of being homeless and you like never even heard of Nutella? And then you like, that
would
change.
That's probably why they're homeless.
No, but that will change your life. You'd be like, oh, Nutella. I feel like that would change my life.
They're like, yo, Johnny, what can you do with this? You can put it on everything.
But they'll like dip their turkey into it.
They're like, oh, I got some champagne, yo. Champagne. Champagne Nutella. This is going to be a good year.
It might be, man. Because I actually never had Nutella until after I graduated college, I think. I never had it.
I wonder if you get that and you're homeless, you get that bag.
Or they're not, let's just say low-income families. If some might be homeless, though.
If there are low-income families and they take that, because I've been to places where, like, you know, where they have those packages and they give them people, like, big warehouses or whatever the companies that put those together. I'm always wondering, you know, it's like they get their own shopping, like a shopping cart level amount of food or whatever, or, you know, like a big bag amount of that. And I always wondered, like, how are they going to ration that out? You know what I mean? Or do they just, once they get to where they're going, they just start digging in and eating everything?
I mean, I feel like it depends how big your family is. Like, if you have, like, some children, I feel like you just try your best to cook a traditional Thanksgiving meal. Because most people get like, the, you know, the mashed potatoes, the green beans, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, cranberry sauce. It's all that's traditional stuff. But then they might get a miscellaneous Nutella.
Yeah.
And whoever, like, that's what I'm saying. Whoever scored that, man, that's a big deal. And I also saw, like, somebody put in, like, the Justin's peanut butter, which is, like, some high-end brand of peanut butter. I was like, dang.
Justin's peanut butter?
Yeah, I was like, dang, look at that. That's rich.
It's funny because instead for me, like my normal tradition, I guess during Thanksgiving was television. That's a lot of television to surround around that, you know, like. Just going around, or it used to be wrestling, Deep Space Nine.
I mean, my tradition's basically like the meal and watching the parade,
and that is the tradition.
And it is the tradition. I mean,
what else can you really do? They set that up for you to enjoy.
Yeah. And then also it begins the Christmas season. It does lead into that, because I feel like then the following day, yeah, Black Friday, and you can start putting up your tree. So it leads to that. Part of me was like, maybe this year, instead of doing a crazy Black Friday thing, maybe putting up the tree would be a good idea.
Tree.
Because then you can enjoy it a little longer. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But Black Friday, I still don't have any plans yet because it's not appealing to me this year, but maybe other years it has in the past. But
there never really is.
Not this year.
There never really is plans because now there's like this, they have it on Thursday and then Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I feel like it's been diluted. Like the Black Friday is basically like a whole week and then there's Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
And then even like the week after that might be better deals, so.
And then every single time you're like, damn, there's a better deal now. Damn, there's a better deal now. Damn, there's a better deal now.
But they
I should have just stayed at home online.
They do have those deals though.
I should have just looked on eBay.
They do have those deals, like, I remember they used to have, like, free movies at World Market.
But I feel like there's never really deals.
Yeah, there are those movies that are, like, never go on sale that you can get for, like, $10.
Yeah, but
less.
I'm starting to realize that that's not really the case. You know what I mean?
Or even they have those movies at Best Buy that were, like, $3.
Yeah, but still, it's like you wouldn't even bought them anyway.
Exactly. It's just to get people to buy stuff.
You're just getting it to get it. They're just like, oh, I'm just getting it to get it. It's like this giant like yard sale.
It's what it is.
It is what it is.
I mean,
what it is,
and also,
what it is.
I remember Macy's had like cashmere sweaters that are normally like $120. Last year, they had them for like $60, which was like half off. That's still like, cashmere. I only have two cashmere things. One was a gift, and one I bought.
I wonder if
on
like
sale.
Low-income people or homeless people, they have that same thing, the same mentality, like, well, if you go to this place, they got the real good vegetables, man. You go to this place, they got the real good, you know, they got the little deals. They're looking for their deals, too.
But with that, I feel like you don't even know what you're going to get in the bag. And people are just bagging it. They're not, like, putting in priority to be like, oh, this is a Trader Joe's green beans versus, like, a generic green bean.
Yeah.
You're just getting whatever somebody's putting in there. And it's basically like rolling the dice.
Maybe it's supposed to be like a Thanksgiving meal. Like, that's what that meal
that's
is supposed to be.
That's what it is, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be anything more than that. It's just to lend a hand to be like, oh, if you're a low-income family, you can come pick up a Thanksgiving meal.
It's all there.
It's all there. All there for you. And I was like asking about that $10 coupon because I was like, oh, so that, you know, it's theoretically supposed to actually go to a turkey. But I was like, but if somebody wanted to buy like $10 worth of cigarettes, they could. And they were like, yeah. So basically,
well, happy Thanksgiving to them.
If they would just want to like buy cigarettes, they could, and that could be their turkey. But hopefully most people
dessert for the main meal.
Hopefully most people will know that $10 goes towards the turkey. And that's like a half off turkey. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to eating so much food. I mean, having basically four, maybe even more feasts this week in a row. I mean, that leads to obesity.
Ha!
So, well, I hopefully I'll put in some workouts, too.
Yeah.
Or some walks and move the body, because I don't want to end up just sitting like a slug.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say I'm thankful for you, the listener, for paying attention to our podcast. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Also, check out the show online, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Don't forget the show is also brought to you by Stray Productions. Check out my work at the brand new joecarbeo.com. Also, Tumblr, goastray.tumblr.com, and one-shots.com. Well, yeah, I already feel like I'm in a food coma right now. What about you, Carolyn? What do you got?
I have a website. It's carolynbalewski.com. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff under Carolyn Balewski.
And as usual, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Let them know, Carolyn.
And you're bona fide.